for so kindly coming to give us your association on this auspicious occasion of the celebration of Sri Ram Navami. I especially offer my heartfelt thankfulness to the devotees who performed this dramatic performance. Lord Sri Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, the fountainhead of all incarnations, appears in this world in various times and places out of his causeless mercy. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanarataya sambhavami juge juge. The Supreme Lord is eternally performing transcendental pastimes of ecstatic love in the spiritual realm beyond this temporary material creation. Those who misuse their free will to try to be enjoyers rather than servants remained imprisoned within the confines of material existence and must suffer birth after birth after birth. Krishna tells in Gita, from the highest planet in the material world, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest, Patala Loka, they are all places of suffering. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartanorjana Mamupetyatu Kondaya Punar Janma Navidyate. They are all places of birth and death. The conditioned soul is forced by karmic powers to take birth, which is a painful experience both for the mother and the child. And then growing up in a helpless, dependent condition has to undergo so many tribulations. If we have some pious actions behind us, we may enjoy some pleasurable experiences. But due to their temporary nature, they are inevitably dragged away from us. Dukalayam ashashvatam. But the Lord, out of his causeless mercy, descends to attract our hearts by performing his transcendental pastimes. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tattvata tyaktva deham punarajanma naiti mam eti swarajana. Lord Sri Krishna tells in Sri Bhagavad Gita that one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities never takes birth again in this miserable world, but attains my eternal, personal abode. Sometimes devotees become depressed, frustrated, because their plans for material happiness just do not seem to be going according to their arrangements. But our philosophy is there to tell us that we should not be concerned with these things. It is all illusion. Our real happiness is in surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not in the temporary arrangements and relationships of this bodily platform. Devotees, they arrange everything in their life in such a way that whatever happens, I'm safe because I will remember Krishna by chanting his holy name. Thakur Bhaktivinod has prayed that I have seen and considered all the 14 planetary systems of this universal creation. My conclusion, that Krishna, only your holy name can save me. This beautiful performance of the devotional service of Jatayu is very instructive. Lord Sri Ramchandra cried rivers of tears in love for this devotee. Why? Because he did not consider his own comforts. He did not consider even his life. He only considered how I could serve. Whatever is Ram's pleasure, that is my life. He was so aged. Sita herself, she called down to Jatayu, just tell Ram which direction I'm going. Do not try to fight him. You're too old. You will not survive. Jatayu could have just done that and lived many years longer, happily, in the forest of Dandakaranya. But he was not concerned. He was the king of that section of the forest. He lived very peacefully, something like his retirement home. But that was not even a consideration for him. Suffering and dying was more pleasing proposal to his heart than not rendering that service of giving his life. So Jatayu attacked Ravana. He fought with all of his powers, and he fought well. With his beak, he was gouging out pounds of Ravana's flesh from his back. He was even biting off his arms, and his arms kept growing back due to some benedictions of Lord Shiva and Brahma. He even smashed his chariot and killed the hideous mules that were pulling it. What a fighter! He gave everything he had. But due to his old age, he became tired. And Ravana saw that. although Jatayu had no weapons except his beak and his claws, Ravana had the most sophisticated weapons of the time. He slashed off his legs, slashed off his arms, and left him there mercilessly to die a suffering death. Krishna tells in Gita, we should not be attached to the results of our actions. We should be attached to our service. Real success isn't pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not in any physical, tangible results. This story that we so fortunately have witnessed exemplifies this truth. Jatayu lost the battle, but won the war against Maya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always there to protect his devotee. Kaunteya pratijanehi name bhakta pranashyati. Krishna tells Arjuna, I will always protect my devotee. You declare this boldly. So from material vision, how did he protect Jatayu? His arms were cut. His legs were cut. He was bleeding. He was suffering. He was dying. But death comes for everyone sooner or later. But the Supreme Lord appeared before him at his last moment. Like Bhishma, like so many great souls, Jatayu left this world in the arms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, gazing at his moon-like face, hearing his sweet, comforting words, and repeating his holy names. And Lord Ramchandra, not only did he cry in love and separation from this devotee, but he personally made him glorified for eternity. Valmiki Ramayana, the authorized history of Sri Ramchandra's life, discusses in such transcendental depth the love and surrender of the Lord's devotees. We find amongst the devotees of Ram, and Ram himself in his own life, such an exalted state of spiritual integrity. They have the Lord's devotees have an ideal, and they live for that ideal, and they're willing to die for that ideal. Sita, his chaste wife, was willing to go to the forest to sleep on the hard ground for 14 years to maintain the integrity of her chastity to Ram. Lord Ramchandra was willing to live in the Dandakaranya forest for 14 years to maintain the integrity of his father's word and reputation. Jatayu was willing to die to maintain his ideal that I am the servant of Sri Ram. Bharat, he was willing to give up his whole kingdom and live in the forest. But when Ram refused him, Bharat remained in the village of Nandigram, eating roots and drinking cow urine, wearing tree bark and matted hair, never even entering Ayodhya, performing all the work of the king, but giving all credit to the wooden sandals of Sri Ram. Yes, if we want to be real devotees, we must establish our ideal and live and die for that ideal. Hanumanji, there was nothing he would not do at any moment, at any time, anywhere for Sri Ram. Srila Prabhupada taught us often that the greatest pleasure to a spiritual master is a follower who one knows for sure will never betray his word or her word, who will always be there faithfully in all times and all circumstances. That is a real devotee. And through the joyous pastimes and the bitter tragedies of Sri Ramayana, that wonderful theme is continuously enacted. Sarva dharman purityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayisami masacham. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Did Jatayu lose anything? He lost his temporary body, but Ram sent him immediately to the eternal abode of Vaikuntha to live forever as his intimate associate. It is becoming somewhat late. We don't have so much time to speak. But I would like to speak something about the appearance of Lord Ramchandra on this auspicious occasion. In Ayodhya, Dasarath, he had several wives, as was the tradition of great kings of that time. Everything was auspicious. He had no enemies. He had loyal armies, faithful ministers, incredible royal wealth and opulences, chaste, faithful, loving wives. All the citizens loved him as their own father. And he loved the citizens as his own children. It was an ideal kingdom. He managed the state so well that everything was perfectly clean. All the buildings were fresh and new, immaculately clean. All the citizens were wealthy. There was no poverty. They all wore costly ornaments and silks. The streets were paved and washed with sandal oil and various sweet fragrances every day. Everyone was happy. No one required anything more than what they had. Because Dasarath was such a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, because he earned the trust of everyone, the entire kingdom were devotees of Lord Vishnu. The Brahmins were performing yajnas, which was the Yuga Dharma in the Treta Yuga. Everyone had such faith in the Lord. Everyone had so much devotion that they just didn't want anything else. And when people live in harmony with the will of the Lord, then the Lord provides everything so nicely. Have you heard of any such place in the world today? There was no crime. I assume all the students got good grades. Everyone was happy. But Dasarath was the only person who was suffering terribly because he had no son. It was his duty. The Raghu dynasty from Maharaj Ikshwaku had a line of great kings from thousands and thousands and thousands of years back. But there was no heir to his throne. It wasn't simply a matter of wanting to have a son. It was his duty to God. It was his duty to his forefathers, who were great devotees of the Lord, to have a son who he could train to inherit the throne for the future well-being of all the citizens. You see, Maharaj Dasarath, his anxiety for not having son was because he was not properly doing his service. This is a Vaishnav. His anxiety is when he is not properly rendering service. A real Vaishnav is not an anxiety about unfulfilled personal desires. Because of the king's anxiety, all the kingdom suffered because they loved him. If you love someone, you suffer more when that person suffers than if you suffer yourself. So one day, the ministers of Dasarath, Sumantra, his very leading minister, Vasishtha Muni was there. He was the chief Brahman priest, the guru of the kingdom. They explained to Dasarath Maharaj that long ago the four Kumaras predicted the way in which you could have a son. We remember. Dasarath had one daughter whose name was Shanta. He was such a kind soul that another king named Romapad from the Anga dynasty, he had no children. Dasarath just had one daughter who he loved dearly. But just to make Romapad Maharaj happy, he offered for her to live under Romapad's shelter in Romapad's kingdom. There was a great sage named Rishi Shunga. That is a very long and quite illustrative story in and of itself. But we do not have time. Rishyashringa was so powerful due to his austerities from his birth. Romapad Maharaj, although a great powerful king, he committed offenses to great souls. He was put in a certain predicament where he made some aparad. And if the leader has to receive sinful reaction, all those he's leading have to share it. That is a law of karma. So there was a terrible drought. The drought was so bad that the animals from the forests were coming into his city and eating the citizens. So he was told that this pious young saint named Rishyashringa, who's living deep into the forest, if he just comes and places his feet on your kingdom, then the rains will come. So by some very clever trick, he brought Rishyashringa. And as soon as he placed his feet on the ground, the rains came. Rishyashringa married Shanta, the daughter of Dasarath. Rishyashringa was brought to Ayodhya to perform the yajna that the four Kumaras recommended long before. There was glorious grand arrangements for the sacrifice. And at the very end, when the oblations were offered, a magnificent divine person came out of the fire. Actually, what happened before that, I haven't read the story for many years, so please forgive me. Vishnu came. Lord Vishnu and Garuda came to accept the offerings. And Dasarath asked Lord Vishnu for the benediction of a son. And then the demigods, who were also assembled at that yajna, they prayed to Lord Vishnu that this demon, Ravana, is causing havoc, not only on earth, but even in the heavenly worlds. He has defeated Indra. Right now, he's building a staircase to reach the heavens, to conquer all of us. Please, only you can save us. Please, my Lord Vishnu, descend into this world and free us from the horrible, horrible dangers of Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Indrajit, and his entire Rakshasa dynasty. The Lord agreed to personally appear as the son of Maharaj Dasarath. Then that final oblation, that Yajna Purusha, that divine personality came out of the fire with a golden pot of nectar, which Dasarath Maharaj distributed to his three wives. He gave half the nectar to Kausalya, his principal, senior-most wife. Then he gave a portion to Kaikeyi, his second wife, and two portions to Sumitra. They drank that nectar. Immediately, they were impregnated with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His amsas, His expansions. Kausalya Mata was effulgent. As the child was growing within her womb, her countenance, her effulgence, her joy was growing like the waxing moon. All of Ayodhya was celebrating. It was everyone's hope, second after second, just waiting for the Lord to appear. You know how it is, brahmacharis, you may not know, but grihasthas may know. When a relative is bearing a child within her womb, how much eagerness and anxiety till that auspicious moment when somehow or other, by the forces of nature, the currents of gaseous air just crush that child through the opening and comes out into the open air. Haribo. People really wait for that moment. They even say happy birthday. Everyone says happy birthday, but actually on your birthday you were not happy. You were crying. You were bewildered and you were crying. Haribo. Everyone else is happy. Ah, look at this child. So, you hear the special effects. So it is a happy moment for everyone when the child is born. And what anticipation. The whole kingdom of Ayodhya was just waiting, waiting, waiting for the child to appear. And it was on this day, at about the time of noon, that Lord Sri Ramchandra, not like an ordinary child, it was by the nectar given by Vishnu himself that the child was impregnated within the womb of the mother. And he simply appeared. Appeared to everyone's vision as a most beautiful object of love. Soon after that, Kaikeyi gave birth to Bharat and Sumitra to Lakshman and Shatrughna. These four brothers had such deep love for each other. Lakshman, his life, his soul, his everything was only the pleasure and service of Sri Ram. And Shatrughna accepted the same role in the service of his cousin brother Bharat. But all together, their life and soul was simply Ram's pleasure. When Ram was just an infant child, all the citizens of Ayodhya were counting the moments till he would grow up and be their king. They wanted to surrender everything to him. On this most auspicious event of Sri Ram Navami, Sri Ramchandra appeared within this world. His divine pastimes are so deeply instructive, so incredibly moving to the heart. The Supreme Lord is all attractive. As we hear these wonderful narrations, as we discuss them amongst each other, as we sing about them in our kirtans, our natural love awakens from within the heart. That is the supreme perfection of life. Should I tell again a personal story? You have heard it before, but I will. I have told it before, but I will tell it again. Just because I feel like telling it again. Long ago, when I was a little boy, comparatively, traveling in India, trying to live as a sadhu, I came to the town of Patna. And one day I didn't know anything Patna. I was just on my way somewhere else to the Himalayas in Nepal. And I asked, where is the Ganga? So they showed me the Ganga. So I went to sleep at night. And when I woke up, there was a very saintly person, Ram Sevak Swami. He invited me to his little Ram temple. It's just a stone temple with deities of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. And every day, this Ram Sevak Swami would have about four or five old sadhus come together to read from Ramayana and speak about it. I was amazed to see their absorption. For at least 3 hours every day, they would just sit together on the stone floor on the banks of the Ganges, discussing Ramayana. Sometimes they were laughing hysterically. Sometimes they were weeping in agony. Sometimes they were embracing each other. Sometimes they looked like they were completely terrified. Sometimes they looked shocked. Sometimes they look completely peaceful. I was wondering, what are they talking about? I had to know. But they were speaking in Hindi. And as I do not even know Hindi now, 32 years later, you could imagine how bad my Hindi was then. Should I continue? There was one old man about 75 years old. I was hardly 20. His name was Narayan Prasad. He spoke perfect English. I asked him, "Please tell me everything that's being spoken." He said, "Yes, I will tell you." So after 3 hours of katha, we sat on bank of Ganga, and he told me how Krishna steals butter. That's not a story that people get terrified or shocked. Crying in tragedy. I said, no, maybe that was said, but what else? No, that's all. Nothing else. So I was very confused. So the next day, again, 3-4 hours they're talking, and I'm just sitting there, just watching their reactions. They had such love for Sri Ram. Then I heard the names Ram, Sita, Bharat, Ayodhya, Chitrakut, Vardraj Muni. I was listening to these names and taking note of them. I was so excited, so eager to hear. I had to know. I had to be a part of this. It was too much to bear, just sitting there with them, but not with them. So I asked him, "Tell me everything that was spoken." He said, "Yes, I will tell you everything." And he told me how Krishna stole butter. I said, "I was listening. Ayodhya, Ram, Sita, Sri Lanka, Ravana, Kumbhaka. I'm hearing all these names. I didn't hear anything about Yashoda and Krishna. I didn't even know really who Yashoda and Krishna were. And except he was telling me." I said, "What else?" He said, "Nothing. That's all that was said." And I got in a debate with him, and he just said, "No, that's all that was said." So the third day, the katha went on for hour after hour after hour, and they're laughing, roaring, laughing, and they're crying and weeping, and they're just so many emotions, so many reactions. They were totally absorbed. Every now and then, "Shri Ram ki jai, Shri Ram ki jai." In the end, in the evening, we sat on the bank of Ganga. "I want to hear everything. Promise me you'll tell me everything." "Yes, everything. I won't leave anything out today." I was so happy. Then he told me the same story. How Krishna stole butter from Yashoda. He was feeding it to monkeys. Was tied up with a rope. So then I became so devastated. Actually, I was showing emotions. I started to cry. I actually started to cry. I said, "Is it that I'm such a sinful, demoniac, wretched animal that you are not willing to tell me what you're talking about? what you're enjoying so much for all these days of hearing Ram's Leela? Is it that I'm so sinful? Should I just drown myself in the Ganges right now? He said, no, you should not do that. Then why don't you tell me? You're a devotee of Ram. Why do you keep telling me about Krishna stealing butter? He said, should I tell you the truth? I said, yes, please. He said, I will tell. The first day you came, Ram Sevak had a dream. The next morning he told me his dream. He said that Lord Sri Ramchandra appeared to me in my dream in his beautiful resplendent form and ordered me that this little boy who has just come, he is a devotee of Krishna. And you should never tell him about anything or anyone except Krishna. So Ram Sevak Swami told me this, that I am not allowed to speak to you about anyone except Krishna. But there's a problem. I'm a devotee of Ram. I don't know anything about Krishna. But when I was a little boy, my mother told me about how Krishna steals butter, so that's the only story I know. Very well. So, I've always felt, actually I didn't believe him then. I didn't believe him. But when I look back, I consider that Lord Sri Ramchandra's causeless mercy ultimately led me to Vrindavan. And today, our wonderful Brijabasi friends have come from Barsana to bless the occasion of Sri Ram Navami. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally manifested the form of Ram on several occasions. Lord Chaitanya is the complete avatar of Radha and Krishna, who appeared within this age of Kali. And all the great avatars are within him. And he taught us this most simple and sublime process by which prema bhakti awakens in our heart and we can achieve life's perfection to go back home, back to Godhead through chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In about 1 hour, I must depart for abroad. So I will be away for a little over 4 months. I will suffer terribly separation from all of you. But I pray that you remain very closely united in a spirit of pure devotional service. perform your sadhana with great sincerity. Help one another. Assist one another through sincere service to overcome the obstacles of Maya. And together, try to preach this glorious message to more and more and more people. Lord Sri Ram appeared in this world to attract the world to his loving service. That is the greatest celebration, when we commit ourselves to that service. Of preaching the message of the Lord and welcoming in within our own hearts through hearing and chanting his glories. My sincere prayers are always with each and every one of you. Please kindly pray for me as well, that I may, with God's, Krishna's grace, return in time to serve the lotus feet of each of you for Krishna's Janmashtami. By Krishna's plan, perhaps my plan will be fulfilled to depart just after Ram Navami and return just before Janmashtami. Thank you very much. At this time, Vrishabhanu Prabhu wants to make a very special presentation.
Hare Krishna.
Husband. Govinda Prabhu, this will look very nice on you. Group of devotees have worked very, very hard to provide this wonderful service to our Grihastha community. Let us offer our gratitude to them. Thank you very much, Prabhu. And I thank all of you very, very much. Especially my dear godbrother Purna Chandra Prabhu, who has come to bless us with his association today. Nartaki Mataji, who's our ever-well-wisher, and our most illustrious and dear friends, the Brijabasis from Barasana Town. Please stand up. Everyone greet them by loudly chanting Radhe Radhe. Again. 100 times louder this time. 1,008 times louder. Radhe Radhe. Thank you very much. Now we will have the arti ceremony on the occasion of Lord Sri Ram's appearance. Everyone, please dance and chant with great reverence.